Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, I hope you're having a great weekend already. We're in August, July, goodbye, and I hope you had a lot of fun in July, but August is the best month of the year to grill because we got it in front of us right now. And I had a big catering gig over the weekend, last weekend, and it was wonderful. The host was just a very, very nice guy, but what I want to talk about was he wanted three meats. He wanted brisket, he wanted pulled pork, and he wanted chicken thighs, skinless, boneless chicken thighs. Now, the brisket was a big hit. It always is. The pulled pork, not so much. Chicken thighs.
When you bring brisket out, the pulled pork usually gets offended.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. But the chicken thighs, I just wanted to share, there's a marinade that I get online. I imagine you could find it in a store somewhere, but it's called Mr. Yoshida. And it's kind of like a sweet.
You like that stuff.
It's like
you?
Well, people like it. That's mm-hmm. where I was going to go. It's like a sweet teriyaki.
Oh, yeah.
Is what it is. And I just put the skinless, boneless chicken thighs in a 2 gallon Ziploc bag and put as many of them in there as I can get and then fill the bag up and then zip it shut.
Right.
And let them marinate for 2-3 hours.
On the counter?
No. They're in the refrigerator. And I flip it a couple times because when you lay it down flat, the marinade goes to the bottom and
right.
the
one's
on top.
Right, you got to move it around. If it's in a Ziploc or you cryovac it or anything, you got to
right.
you got to kind of massage it so that marinade gets all yeah. throughout the meat.
So took them out of the bag when it was ready to cook them. And this was an hour away, the event was. So I had timed it, so I got them off the smoker like 15 minutes before we were going to drive out the driveway.
So you smoked them instead of grilled them?
I did. And because there were so many of them, I was feeding 75 people.
You got to have a big grill if you're going
right.
to do that much.
Yeah. So we've got the big trailer smoker, and I had 2 racks full of them and put them in there at about 275 for about an hour and 45 minutes, and they temped out right at 165 degrees. And I put them in the just 2 hotel pans, right, sealed them up, threw them in the Cambro, and we drove up there. Well, they sweat a little bit on the way up, right?
Yes.
The pan was dry, but when we got there, there was like 1/4 inch of juice in the bottom of the pan. Perfect. Because what I did is when we served them, we rolled them every couple minutes to get them juicy, but they were also shiny, right, with that juice that was on there. And people, the one lady commented, she goes, "These things look too good to eat." And I'm like, nailed it, right?
Yeah.
And but they were. They were very good. They were very moist, but... Two things I wanted to mention is that you can hold them because it was an hour drive up there. They were perfectly hot if you got a good...
Did you put them in a Cambro?
Yes. Yep.
And it looks like a small refrigerator box or of
right.
sorts, but it's insulated. It's a cooler that has a swing open door like a tiny
right.
refrigerator.
And there's grooves on the side where you can slide pans
yeah,
in and stack them
up. Yeah, your trays fit in.
Yep. So they're, you know, it's kind of a catering item, but anyway, I got 4 of them, so... Took a couple of those up there, and it was just neat to hear that comment. But it took an ordinary, kind of boring chicken thigh and raised it up a notch. But I think I brought, because I always bring a little extra, I think I had 100 of them, right, that I brought up there. They ate
everyone. For 80 people?
Yeah, right.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and they ate every one
100
of them.
100 thighs.
Yeah, yeah. And they ate every one of them.
For 80 people?
Yeah.
No wonder the pulled pork didn't.
Yeah, well, they ate some of it. I mean, there was a bunch of guys there, and they ate most of everything. But
holy cow!
Yeah,
I got to do 200 people next weekend for my buddy's kid's wedding, and I was trying to figure out how many thighs I should bring up.
You know, if you're doing more than one meat, you probably shouldn't.
I'm only doing pulled pork and chicken.
Yeah, well,
I don't want to run out. And these are kids; they're paying for a bunch of it themselves. So I'm trying to be as careful as I can with the pricing. I don't want to lose money,
right.
but I also don't want to ruin his wedding.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, I get it. I get it. But one for one, because they were about the size of a deck of cards, okay? And if they were the big ones, I cut them in half. So I had 100 pieces.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
Okay. But I try to serve
some of them are really big. When you get right. a skinless, boneless thigh.
Yeah.
We get ours from Sobeys. You,
right.
you do too.
Right.
Some of them are really big, And did you cut them in half before you smoked them?
I did. Yeah. And even before I marinated them.
Okay.
Because I want all edges to be covered, right?
So in that case,
I might have had 70, 60.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
But
how many pounds was that? 30?
Yeah.
He sells them in 10-pound bags.
Right. Yep.
Did you have 3 bags?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about 5 or 6 bags. So that's about right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll be up in Reed City next Saturday night, feeding a bunch of my friends' family.
Yeah.
And they're just a wonderful family. The guy's name is Brian Allen. His son is Daniel, and I've known the kid since he was a baby, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Brian's dad was the State Farm agent.
Okay.
So everybody knew Dick Allen.
Yeah.
And him and his brothers, they're kind of legendary people around the area, but it'll be so fun to be up there.
Yeah.
And that Reed City manager that's looking for you, I'll get a chance to see
you. Yeah,
him.
Yeah. Great. Just tell him I said hi. Yeah. So how do you think you're going to do your chicken? I mean, that was one way to do it.
Well, I like to use that Italian dressing I get at Costco. It's like Tita's or Tita's, something like that.
That's not really Italian.
No, it's not Italian. It's a fattoush dressing.
Right.
It's a Lebanese style.
Right. Yep.
And it's made over in the Detroit area, like up around Troy. But I'm running low, so I hope Stan can hook me up with a few more bottles.
Right. Well, I can. I mean, I'm a Costco member.
I am too.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's in stock. You know how they are. They sometimes they'll have
you got to go up and down
million,
the aisles.
A million or something.
That's but Costco.
When you said Yoshido, Mr. Yoshido's, where'd you get that?
Online. Ah. So I order it online, and it comes in a day. It must be in a warehouse somewhere around here, because it doesn't take them long to get it to me, but I use that a lot.
Are we going to talk about chicken kebabs or not?
I don't know. See, that's up to you.
Conrad, isn't that exactly what I said?
Yeah.
I said, it doesn't really matter what I put on the show plan, because
we
wander around like we do when we're deer hunting.
Yeah,
driving the back roads with a six-pack.
Yeah, the thing is, Big Brown is gone. We don't have her anymore.
We don't drive with a six-pack. Yeah. That was a joke.
Right.
Sure.
We didn't have to call a wrecker.
Right. No. We were found.
We were.
I'm going to start taking notes.
Oh, my gosh. So what I was going to say is, for something like a larger group, if you want to do maybe not chicken kebabs, but you could, if you have a smoker and a grill, try smoking it first for a little bit and then using your grill to finish it off and bring it up to temp.
Yep.
It's a really nice way, especially with chicken in particular. You're always worried about the temperature.
Right.
And pork, maybe not so much, but chicken in particular, I kind of freakish about temperature. And
if you're doing kebabs, make sure to separate the vegetables from the chicken, because if you pack them in there real tight, it's really hard for the heat to get to the center of the chicken. And you might burn the outside of it.
I've been doing it wrong all along.
No, you haven't. But my point is I've built kebabs before, and I packed them on because I'm like, I want to get as much on there as I can.
You can't
just don't cook good.
You can't even spell kebab.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
You have that URL too?
I'll tell you how many times I've misspelled it.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. I right now, if you get a chance, you should hoard as many Vidalia onions as possible, because they're just about off the market.
Yep.
And when you talk about kebabs,
yeah,
that's a must.
It's a great sweet onion on there. Coming up next, we're going to put a little beer can up your chicken. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Oh, God.